Bars and restaurants in Milwaukee will be allowed to reopen on Friday with indoor seating available. That's something that's been off limits since mid-March as part of the city's effort to slow the spread of the coronavirus. As WUWM's Annalise Hensel reports, the reopening comes with some restrictions.
The new rules take effect as of 2 p.m. Friday. They allow bars and restaurants to open indoor seating as long as the number of customers does not exceed 25% of the establishment's capacity. Other businesses, including childcare facilities, will be able to increase capacity to 50% of maximum occupancy, with a limit of no more than 250 people present. And public and private gatherings of up to 250 will be allowed, with event or meeting spaces only reaching 25% capacity. In addition to the new rules for businesses, on Friday, the city will release new guidance and requirements for summer programs serving youth. Barrett calls the changes a cautious step forward as the city continues efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus. He says there have been improvements when it comes to benchmarks such as testing, tracing, and the ability of hospitals to care for COVID-19 patients, but
the bad news is, of course, the disease is out there, and it is out there, and unfortunately, it remains very, very strong. Cases are still appearing. Hospitals still have not seen a major drop in COVID patients.
And as of Thursday afternoon, there were nearly 8,500 positive tests for the coronavirus in Milwaukee County. 288 people in the county had died of COVID-19. So Barrett says while businesses are getting more freedom, a number of requirements will remain in place for things like reducing contact among customers and employees, increasing cleaning and sanitation, and managing foot traffic. The mayor says success in reducing the spread of the coronavirus will depend on how well people follow the rules.
We are counting on business owners to make smart decisions, and we'll be monitoring and responding to complaints appropriately. No one wants to see their business singled out as a hotspot.
Barrett announced the changes at a news briefing on Thursday. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley joined the conversation, adding that there are risks associated with increasing the number of people in shared indoor spaces.
Again, I just want to stress the importance of making sure that you wear a mask, practice social distancing, wash your hands to protect yourselves and those around you. We are all in this together, not just with the pandemic, but with racism as well.
Crowley's comment about racism referred to the marches that have been taking place for a week now in Milwaukee and around the country, protesting the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. Demonstrations have called not just for an end to violence by police, but also an end to systemic racism. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.